This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market.
And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes on the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Raylan Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the stripe by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away! Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years, right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dugout empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind, 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division 4 state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one, to Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Aiden Quinter had 3 hits. Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125, going into the sixth. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Late good afternoon to you baseball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Brian Billing here at Rushi. It is district semifinal time in Division IV high school baseball as the Raiders play host to Newton. Rushi Raiders, Newton Indians. Rushi 21-6 on the year, 10-2 by way of record in the Shelby County Athletic League, a second place finish. Meanwhile, Newton on the campaign won 19 games, lost 7, 9-2, mark second place in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Bryant, we in the media like to bring up common opponents every now and then. There is one that jumps out at me. Ansonia, Rushi defeated Ansonia in the tournament by a lopsided score, pounding out, 20-some hits, 20 runs. And Newton lost in the regular season to Ansonia, 11-8. Doesn't mean a thing, but we do like to talk about it.
And another one you could add, Newton added Fort Laramie on Saturday. That was an 11-1 run rule victory by the Redskins in that one. Of course, Rushi dropped a pair in Shelby County Athletic League play. Neither of those losses were anywhere near that lopsided, though.
Newton's other league loss was to Arcanum, the WOAC league champ. In talking with Newton players a few minutes ago, they said our toughest opponents all year were Arcanum and Fort Laramie. Taking a look at these two clubs' recent successes, Newton's lost 4 of 6. Meanwhile, Rushi has gone 4-4 in its last 8, only 16 runs scored in 6 of those 8 games. Neither team hitting the ball extremely well right now. Rushi, 325 overall as a team, and Newton is at 261. Newton's got to get good at-bats from the top of its order, Bryant, if it's going to stay in this game.
Absolutely. That's so crucial, especially going against a pitcher that's known to throw strikes. Like you said, rough batting lineup statistics at the bottom half of that lineup for Newton so far this year. Another key for them is going to be, like we've talked about many, many times, you can't make mistakes in the field and give Rushi free base runners themselves.
Nope. Xavier Flippo on the bump for the Rushi Raiders. He's pitched in 8 games, only thrown a small handful of innings over the last 3-plus weeks. Tender elbow. An amazing .48 ERA for Xavier. He throws about 2.5 strikes for every ball, as Bryant alluded. He's been outstanding over the last 2 seasons, and he'll get the nod. And if he runs out of gas after 3 or 4 because of not throwing a lot of innings here recently, I'm sure we will see Braylon Cordonier or perhaps Ross Fissinger right behind him. On the bump for the Newton Indians is a fine hurler, undefeated on the year, 7-0 for Carson Knupp, 43 innings, .65 ERA, 61 Ks in those 43 frames. Could be a pitcher's duel, never know. It's going to be important for these two clubs to get hitters on base and move them over. A run or two could decide this contest.
That is one thing you always take into account in a tournament game, and you never forget.
Yep.
Is when it's an ace versus an ace, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. That does throw a big asterisk when it comes to comparing scores like that. And we just saw that recently, a good example, in the Northwest Wapakoneta District. Marion Local knocked off Minster in a sectional final after having lost to the Wildcats in regular season in MAC play.
This is one of 3 Southwest District semifinals tonight going on in the region. Or I should say one of 6. There's a Southwest Regional 1 berth that will be at stake, a Southwest 2, a Southwest 3. Fort Laramie's playing Bradford at Fort Laramie. Twin Valley South is beating Troy Christian. Those two winners play on Wednesday. Miami Valley Christian is tangling with Ripley. Rushi with Newton here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. The winners of those two games meet on Wednesday. Fayetteville Perry is playing Felicity Franklin. Springfield Catholic Central is up against Southeastern. And the winners of those two contests play in a district championship on Wednesday. So there will be eventually by Wednesday, weather permitting, a Southwest 1, a Southwest 2, a Southwest 3 district champ moving on to the regional at Springfield to be joined by a central district champ. Could be Newark Catholic or Fairfield Christian Academy. Beautiful night for high school baseball. A few wispy clouds overhead. Hardly any wind. The field here at Rushi, bright green in excellent condition. And we should have a superb game. Rushi Raiders, Newton Indians. We'll be back with more in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components for sure. Rushi would love a great start from Xavier Flippo. He had a command performance last year at the state tournament in Akron, and the Raiders need to get him back on the beam. He's been nursing an ouchy elbow. 29 innings on the season, just a small handful in the last few weeks. Xavier Flippo, a key tonight for Rushi. Carson Knupp is hurling for Newton. He's been unhittable at times this year. Will the Raiders' bats come alive? Newton only hitting about 260 as a team. Newton needs to generate more pop at the plate in this game, too. key building components for these two clubs, Rushi and Newton. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Also in Rushi, thank you, Superior Aluminum, and a brand new underwriting sponsor, Francis Manufacturing, the Jewelry Barn, too, 575 East Main in Rushi. And we say hello to Nick Fullenkamp at Custom Foam in Fort Loramie. Hello, Nick, all the staff and associates there. Interesting, Bryant, that this part of the state in Division IV baseball especially gets so much respect. According to the coaches' rankings last Monday, Rushi was third, St. Henry fourth, Fort Loramie sixth, Van Wert-Lincoln View ninth. Newton came in at number 11. This is a strong district and region for certain.
It absolutely is, and it's unfortunate the way that the sectionals were set up in the northern area this year, where you have four state-ranked teams all lumped in the same group.
Yep.
The southern Dayton area teams that are all in the other two north sectionals, it's much weaker records in there this year. The number one seed was Tri-Village, which was 11-9 at last check and lost to both Bradford and Newton in regular season play. Bradford, of which of those two games was rather lopsided, too. But that's the way it's set up right now. I know there's been some talk, especially in basketball, potentially opening that up in Division 1, 2, and 3 in basketball. Those are all open draws. You can go play anywhere. So it will be interesting to see if in coming years something like that comes to not only Division 4 basketball, but baseball potentially as well, which it was in softball this year. And, hey, that's why you have Riverside, Covington, and Rushi all in a regional, and if the setup was similar like it is in baseball, one of those teams would have been knocked out by the district final round.
Yep. As it is, you've got Rushi, Fort Loramie, Bradford, Newton, all in two sections in the northern part of the Southwest District, and in fact, tonight, Rushi and Newton collide here, and Fort Loramie and Bradford at Fort Loramie. As you were noting, the southern teams in the north sectionals got more of a free ride this year. Didn't have to play the stiffer competition.
Yes.
We'll return in just a couple of minutes with Superintendent Steve Rose of the Rushi Local School District. He will highlight the expansion project when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order or online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We welcome you back here to Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, along with the Fissingers up here in the press box as we look down over this beautiful complex here at the Rushi Local School District. Field in excellent condition. Gorgeous night here at Rushi. The weather throughout Southwest Ohio, terrific. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, I sat down and talked with Steve Rose, superintendent of the Rushi Local School District, about the tremendous expansion project upcoming, groundbreaking this summer. And this project will include a 1,400-seat gymnasium.
That's very exciting. After passing the levy in November, we have moved forward with designing of our new building. In that building, we will have, you know, a new varsity gymnasium. It's going to be, you know, expanded to our junior high gymnasium. We're going to put a classroom in for a career center satellite and a new shop where, and hopefully have FFA and grow our industrial arts program. It'll also include a new multipurpose gymnasium, which will be open to the community, and a new weight room, which will be greatly enhance our current weight room, and which will also be open to the community for a very minimal fee. We're excited to have a new performing arts stage, and we're also making room for preschool to bring preschool into the building for the first time, so we no longer have to shuttle our students to Shelby Hills in Sydney and keep those kids here in Rushi. If all goes well, we should be breaking ground here in August to get the construction project started with a grand opening in August of 2024.
That's interesting. So in 12 months, you may have the entire project ready to go.
Absolutely. And for my, I've been told by our construction manager that, you know, the timeline is good and we should have no issues getting it open on time. So I would expect it to be open for the start of the 24-25 school year. We're excited.
Highlight new or updated academic initiatives here for the Rushi Local School District.
Well, we're always trying to refine our academics to keep up with the highest level. One of the biggest things I think we're doing a great job is with our College Credit Plus program. You know, every year we add more classes, we get more teachers approved for College Credit Plus, and next year you can receive 72 credit hours at Rushi at no charge to you, and we're giving those kids a great head start on their future college career. In fact, right now, with all the classes we offer, you can almost get an associate's degree minus one or two classes here at Rushi, and we have several students who have been here the whole time, take one or two online classes, and will be leaving here, graduating with their associate's degree, and just getting a great head start on their four-year college degree. In the elementary, we are looking at our curriculum. We're looking at new ELA curriculum, and once again, just fine-tune everything, keep things moving forward.
Tradition of excellence here at Rushi in terms of academics and athletics. Outstanding.
Yeah. You know, and that comes from the community. We have a great supportive community who support the teachers, support all the hard work we do. Our kids come here ready to learn, ready to play sports, and that just sets them up for success in all areas of their life.
Steve Rose, superintendent of the Rushi Local School District, before the start of this sectional tournament game here today between Rushi and Newton. District semifinal on the line. The winner of this game returns to action on Wednesday at a site to be determined. More than likely, we will be covering Rushi softball on Wednesday, regional semifinal. Game time right now set for 5. Could be moved to 2. Rushi baseball could be at 5. So a juggling act could be going on in the Southwest District. We've got starting lineups up next when we come back. Kevin Flippo, ninth year head man of the Raiders. Jordan Kopp, sixth year head coach of Newton. Two fine baseball teams go at it here today. Rushi and Newton on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Proud to support the Rushi Raiders in high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi. At Francis Manufacturing, quality is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is incredibly high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand exact perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. In fact, this workforce averages over 15 years of experience providing amazing attention to detail. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing is pleased to support high school sports and the efforts of Scores Broadcast to promote them.
The Rushi Raiders are on the field. Xavier Flippo on the bump. His battery mate, Cooper Unverfirth. Interesting, Bryant. Two freshman catchers in this game here today. Unverfirth behind the plate for the Rushi Raiders. And a Frosch does the catching for Newton, Will Bowser. First three in the order for Newton, Hudson Montgomery, Carson Knupp, and Rhett Kofer. Three very good hitters. Three of the top young men in terms of batting averages in this Newton lineup. They'll go 1, 2, and 3, followed by junior center fielder Ty Schauer in the cleanup spot. Senior Hudson Montgomery, senior Carson Knupp, the pitcher, and Rhett Kofer, also a senior, and the first baseman for Newton. Defensively for the Rushi Raiders, third baseman Hayden Quinter, shortstop Braylon Cordonier, second baseman Braden Monin, first baseman Jude Counts. In the outfield, left to right, Ross Fissinger left field, Zane Champion center, Felix Francis in right, Xavier Flippo hurls, he gets the starting nod, Cooper Unverfirth does the catching. Newton in the black with the white script across the front, white pants, black pinstripe, black helmets. Newton Indians red logo with white trim on the front of the helmet. And the Rushi Raiders starting pitcher, Xavier Flippo, windmills into action. Strike one called, knee high on the outside corner. Outfield straight away for Montgomery. Flippo's second pitch, a big hook, just missed outside. A ball and a strike, 1-1 the count.
Montgomery, the shortstop for Newton, just under 300 on the year at 297. Quinter, the third baseman for Rushi, plays way up. Here's a ball skied by Montgomery to right center, fairly deep. Chappie retreats. He's under it, has it for the out. Ball hit solidly by Montgomery, but well up into the atmosphere, and Chappie managed to track it down. American flag beyond the right field fence is limp. No wind whatsoever. Just about 320 down both lines, 355 or so in the alleys, 350 straightaway in center. There is a wind screen from the right field foul pole around a straightaway left. Scoreboard in right, behind and above the right field fence to the right of the American flag pole. Count no balls and a strike on the second hitter for Newton, who then grounds to shortstop. Braylon Cordonier charges, gobbles it up, flips on to counts for the out at first. Two up, two down here for Newton. That was Carson Knupp, the Newton pitcher, hitting second. He's out 6-3 after Montgomery flies out to Chappie in center. And here's Rhett Cofer, the first baseman, a senior. Hits from the left side against Flippo, and boy, he's on with the breaking pitch. It's a strike above the waist on the inside half. That's the pitch that Flippo needs to get over. He's got as good a breaking ball as anybody that pitches high school baseball here in Southwest Ohio. That one's outside for a ball, 1-1. He just needs to strengthen that arm and elbow and get some innings in. Here is Cofer, a late swing on a fastball, pops it foul down the left field line. Fissinger, a long race toward the fence, can't get to it. Clearly foul, it stayed in the field of play. Wasn't hit quite high enough for Fissinger to make the catch. And the count is a ball and two strikes on Cofer. Cofer, 354 on the year, leads the team in RBI with 20. Outfield fairly deep, shading him to the right. Quinter now even with the bag at third. Cordonier shades second at short. Curveball to Cofer, lined into short right field. Caught by Monin, who skipped back onto the grass, reached up with the glove hand and plucked it. Ball was not hit sharply. It was a looper into shallow right. Monin makes the play for the Raiders. And Newton goes down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. No score. We head to the bottom of inning number one here at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Got the left-hander Carson Knupp is on the hill for the Newton Indians. He's about 5 feet 10 inches tall, but he's got a lot of break on his curve, and he throws pretty hard, keeps the ball down. Splendid season for him. 7 wins in 7 decisions, 43 innings, 61 Ks. Do the math, that's a strikeout plus per inning, only a .65 ERA. We will see, Bryant, how the Raiders, who hit from the right side predominantly, will handle the left-hand pitching of Knupp. Of course, Braylon Cordonier bats in the left-hand batter's box. He doesn't see lefties too often.
Well, the good news for Rushi, after some low-scoring games, they really exploded in their last tournament game. It was a big 22-0 victory over Ansonia last week. And, of course, they also had some other big outpourings, including a 10-2 victory over Graham on Friday, May the 12th. But like you said, those are impressive numbers by this Newton pitcher. And when you get an ace versus an ace, some low-scoring games can happen.
Exactly. It could boil down to a timely hit. You know, a defensive miscue, a walk. The little things add up fast, especially in tournament play. Xavier Flippo, Zane Chappie, Braylon Cordonier. 1-2-3 for Rushi in the bottom of the first inning against the left-hander Nup. His battery mate behind home plate is Will Bowser, a freshman. Nup, the senior, wears number 4 on his back. First pitch was a ball low. Second pitch at the knees on the outside corner for a strike to Flippo. Flippo on the year for the Rushi Raiders, hitting right at 333. There's a very high pitch by Nup, who lost control of that one. Count goes to 2-1.
Yeah, you mentioned Nup's tiny ERA. He ranks second among Western Ohio Athletic Conference pitchers this season.
Here's the 2-1 pitch by Nup. Fastball off the plate inside, 3-1. We'll check out Newton defensively, playing up at third, just a half a step behind the grass, several feet in front of the base, is the third baseman Downing. There's a ball hit sharply by Flippo, back into the pitcher's box, off the leg of Nup. It rolls down off the hill into the grass, and he goes to the turf, trying to scramble after it, can't make a play, and Flippo is on as he hit a torrid shot back off Nup. Let's hope he is okay. He did bounce up and is on the mound, set to pitch to Zane Chappie.
Yeah, that would have been a good highlight for the blooper reel.
Runner at first to start the game for the Raiders. Chappie is tops and sacrifice bunts and flies on the Rushi team this year. Looks at the initial offering low for a ball. Third baseman for Newton, way up. That's Brady Downing. He's about 10, 12 feet in front of the bag at third. Middle of the infield, double play depth for Chappie, who's got good wheels. Outfield very deep and left. Bunted straight back to the mound to Nup. Nup comes down off the dirt, gobbles it up, flips on to first to Kofor out. Good bunt by Chappie. It was directed pretty much back at the hurler Nup, but he did not think twice. He went to first right away. And the sack bunt is good. So Chappie adds to that lofty sacrifice total on the year. That's his seventh to go with 14 steals, taking advantage of his speed and his ability to manipulate the bat at home plate. Here's a high curveball to Cordonier, 1-0. Lefty on lefty here. In the bottom of the first inning, Rushi threatening. Runner at second, one out. Left fielder Aiden Kelly way over into left center for Newton. And the center fielder Schauer is in deep right center. There's a ball nubbed right off the end of the bat. It's a slow roller. It is covered up on the play by the first baseman Kofor for Newton. And then he flips onto the pitcher covering. Got him. Runner moves up to third for the Raiders with two down. It looked like Cordonier was well out in front of a slow-breaking curveball, and he got the ball off the very far tip end of the bat and trickled it to first, did move the runner up, two down. And here is Braden Monin. Cordonier, by the way, for Rushi, was in there hitting at 403, Monin at 365. Feet spread way apart at the plate. Strike called below the waist on the outside corner. Monin's been hot over the last few weeks. He has 27 ribbies to lead the club. Runner at third, two down, Raiders bottom of the first. 0-1 count on Monin. Curveball down and in. A ball and a strike. So important here, Brian, for that catcher to make sure he smothers those low in the dirt curveballs.
Absolutely. If not, you've got a potential for Rushi taking a 1-0 lead off of one hit.
Runner at third is Flippo for the Raiders. Pitch by Knupp is wide, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Monin. Two out for Rushi, bottom of the first, no score. Raiders threatening. Flippo down the line at third, has a lead of about 8 or 9 feet. Knupp, the pitcher for Newton, steps off the rubber. Outfield for Monin, pretty much straight away. Don't expect him to pull sharply. Left fielder has inched over into left center as Monin fouls over our heads atop the press box here alongside first. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Monin. Bryant, you couldn't ask for a better perch from which to call a high school baseball game.
No, I love calling games here. This is a beautiful, beautiful park all the way around.
Here's the 2-2 pitch by Knupp. Curveball grounded to short. On one big hop, the shortstop gathers and then throws wide at first. He bobbled it momentarily. Still had the runner at first base, did the shortstop Hudson Montgomery. But then he took Kofor off the bag to the right field side. And Monin is safe at first. That's an E6. And a run for Rushi. And that's what we talked about in the pregame. Those little miscues with runners in scoring position, they count. And the Raiders get an unearned tally here in the top of the first.
Yeah, that was a tough play there. That was a really hard hit ball by Monin that took several hops. And as you said, Montgomery looked like he initially had it, but it was so hard hit, he bobbled it a little there. Couldn't quite come up with that. And it's tough when you then have to fire a throw like he had to after that.
He had to hurry. There's a pitch up and in to the Raiders' next hitter, Hayden Quinter, who's down below 300 now. In a little bit of a tail spin at the plate, 296 for Hayden. Let's see if Monin might be going up the left-hander with a pretty good move. There goes Monin, foul to the screen off the bat of Quinter. The count, a ball and a strike. Two out for the Raiders. Bottom of the first, Rushi 1 and Newton nothing, as Rushi takes advantage of a Newton error here in the bottom of the first. Left fielder shading a little bit left center for Quinter. Monin leading. Here's Knupp with a first base throw, and the pitcher Knupp took that stride leg a little beyond that imaginary line that runs in perpendicular fashion from the pitching rubber to first base. He brought that foot a little beyond that line toward home plate, and if so, you've got to go to home with the delivery. And right away, the umpires called a balk. Head coach Jordan Kopp of Newton, not completely pleased with the call, has a word or two for the plate umpire. So it is a balk, as Knupp was doing his very best to keep Monin close at first. The count, a ball and a strike, and Rushi now with a second runner in scoring position here in this inning. Hayden Quinter, bat high over that right shoulder. Knupp gets a sign from catcher Will Bowser. Fires to the plate. It's a low pitch in the dirt, swung on and missed by Quinter, 1-2. Well, you can tell Knupp has got good bite on that overhand curveball of his. It'll snap off down and in to Rushi's right-hand batters. Third baseman Downing, a step or two in front of the bag, still in the dirt. Shortstop for Newton, hovering around second, trying to keep Monin close. There's a ball sprayed foul, out of play, beyond the Newton dugout to the right. 1-2 on the right-hand batting, Hayden Quinter for Rushi, which is on top, 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Knupp stretching, delivers. There's a low pitch, shot foul, late swing down the right side. Past the first baseman, between him and the coach for the Newton Indians. Good protection swing by Quinter, who spoiled that pitch. Still a ball and two strikes on him with two down. Rushi up, 1-0, bottom of the first. Knupp gets a sign from catcher Will Bowser. Stretch position, Here's the offering to the plate. Top foul right at home. Hit Quinter in the box. Count remains 1-2. Umpiring crew, Bryant, consists of three. And with a runner at second, the base umpire is traditionally at first, moves in behind the pitching mound, just to the second base side of it. And the second infield umpire is posted down the line about 12, 15 feet behind third. Count remains a ball and two strikes on Quinter. Knupp looks back at second, fires. There's a high fastball lifted by Quinter to pretty deep right field. Right fielder for Newton backpedals, and it is caught by Ridge Gray, the right fielder. One run for the Raiders on a hit here in the bottom of the first inning. Rushi jumps on top in the lead, 1-0 over Newton as we head to the second in semi-district final baseball action here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Vinster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Here at Rushi in district semifinal play, the Raiders lead Newton 1-0. We head to the second. An early score from Fort Loramie, Bryant, in the Bradford-Fort Loramie tilt.
And Bradford ahead 1-0 after an early home run.
Left-hand batting Ty Schauer, center fielder for Newton, steps in against Flippo to begin play here in the top of the second. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Schauer. Schauer at 335 on the year. Love those Rushi Raiders uniforms, the bright gold jerseys, blue numbers outlined in white, blue caps, gold lettering, white pants, blue stripe down the sides. Most of the Rushi Raiders wearing the blue baseball shoes, and the count goes to 3-1, three balls and a strike. Flippo upstairs on the 2-1 offering, so it's 3-1 on Schauer. Here's the Flippo windup, pitches, curveball grounded to Mon, and he charges at second base, has it, flips on to counts, yes, for the out, one away for Newton here in the second inning. Contact from the Indians so far in this game, but a pretty soft contact. A fly out to center, a ground out to short. A ball hit softly to Monnen at second and short right, and here a ground out to Monnen for the first out of the second.
Yeah, checking on game changer from that Fort Loramie game, it was a single that Bradford led off with, and they were able to get around the bases on that.
Okay. Not a long ball, but a base hit, and that runner was eventually plated. Here's a foul to the screen. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 on Brady Downing, third baseman for the Newton Indians. 262 hitter on the year, swings from the right side, left foot out in front of the plate. Pretty wide stance. There's a low curveball by Flippo, golfed at by the hitter and missed.
I'm sorry, I got to correct it again because I looked at it wrong. It was a home run. It was in the second inning.
Okay.
It was a leadoff batter in the second.
Same result, 1-0.
Yes.
1-0 Bradford, same result. There's a bouncing ball to the plate by Flippo outside, and it's 2-2. As somebody for Bradford tattooed one and clouded one out onto a green back road in Fort Loramie.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. Flippo fires. There's a big curve. Looped out into short center field. Cordonier goes out. Oh,
wow.
A spectacular play. He caught it in the webbing. Leaping into short left center field. Braylon Cordonier, dazzling maneuver. He used every bit of that 6'3" frame. And like he was on a trampoline, a big springboard maneuver into the air. And he picked off the attempt for a base hit by Brady Downing of Newton. Terrific play by the shortstop, Cordonier.
Almost looked like he was under a basket on the court for basketball and went up trying to pull down a rebound.
Not many shortstops could have made the play that he did right there. The next hitter is Austin Tippy, the DH for Newton, and he gives one a ride to deep center. It's a 300-plus from home plate, but that is Zane Chappie territory out there, and he pulls it down. Ball was tagged, but Chappie was deep to begin with for Tippy, and Chappie makes the play. Two quick innings for Xavier Flippo for the Raiders, who lead 1-0 heading to the bottom of the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
And we welcome you back to Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Bryant Milling with the Fissingers here in the press box alongside first. Beautiful complex at Rushi, bright green grass. It is really plush. And a lot going on here at the Rushi Local School District site today. Good crowd for this game. It's filled in nicely since the top of the first inning. Raiders hit here in the bottom of frame number two. Felix Francis, the right fielder, a junior. Widespread stance at home plate. The left-hander Carson Knupp deals foul to the screen off the bat of Francis, who's at 313 on the season, second on the club in steals with nine.
That really beautiful park here in Rushi. Always a lot going on when we're here. Softball team was practicing, Jack, when you and I arrived.
Yes.
I think they got it in quickly and got it over with. I see some softball players walking around here watching this now.
Foul ball off the end of the bat, and the count on Francis, nothing in two. Rushi softball team, a date on Wednesday in the regional semifinal. Right now, contest set for 5 against Parkway down at Northmont. Knupp goes upstairs with the nothing and two pitch. Wasted that one, 1-2. On deck is Jude Counts for Rushi, the first baseman. Knupp back on the bump. Gets a sign from the catcher, Bowser. Here's the delivery. A bouncing pitch inside and low to Francis, and it's even up at 2-2. You can tell Knupp is trying to find the release point on that overhand curveball of his. He's been downstairs quite often. A long stare in by the pitcher, who wheels into action. There's a high breaking ball, count full, 3-2. Well, Rushi would like to get him aboard. Felix has got good speed. As I mentioned, 9 thefts of bases on the year. Full count delivery by Knupp.
There's a fastball fouled out of play to the right. Felix would like to have that one back, Brian. I think it was ball four. Count remains full on Felix Francis, 3-2. Third baseman for Newton. A couple of steps in front of the bag. That's Downing. Shortstop, Montgomery. A couple steps from the back edge of the infield. Here's the full count delivery by Knupp. It's low and in. Either a two-seamer or a slider. Missed the strike zone, and Francis is aboard. One on, none out for Rushi. Bottom of the second. Raiders lead 1-0 over Newton. And here's Jude Counts. Counts on the year, 279. He's got good power. Has that left foot, the stride foot, well in front of home plate, up in the box. Francis with a lead at first against the left-hander Knupp of Newton. Raiders on top, 1-0, bottom of the second. There goes Felix. A fake bunt attempt, but counts. The throw to second is way too late. Felix Francis, with those long strides of his, can fly. He got a great boost off of first, and the freshman catcher could not begin to throw him out. So Felix with a steal is down at second. Counts at the plate. The pitch was a ball. He took it. 1-0 on him. Huge gap left side of the infield. Counts looks to bunt again and watches a strike go by on the outside corner. I thought there might be a chance he'd be bunting. Rushi trying to advance that runner on second to third, get him there with one out. They're way up on the corners. In fact, the first baseman, Kofer, has darn near split the distance between the first base bag and home plate. The count, a ball and a strike, 1-1 on counts. Outfield deep for him. Montgomery, the shortstop for Newton, playing near the bag at the moment. Counts does bunt up the third baseline. Excellent bunt. Nice fielding job of the pitcher who went a long way for it. Knupp gathered the ball about 4 or 5 feet fair and threw a seed to first to get Counts by one step. But he is successful in moving to third base. Felix Francis. Sack bunt by Counts. And now here's Ross Fissinger. Fissinger, left fielder, senior. Do you dare safety squeeze here? A lead at third. And coming home on the safety squeeze, or maybe even the suicide, foul to the screen. I didn't intercept the sign, Bryant, but I tell you what. These better high school teams in the upper Miami Valley, like Rushi, like Newton, boy, they will bunt the ball the first chance they get. And the runner on third, Francis, he was coming with the delivery. That was a suicide squeeze all the way. Foul to the screen by Fissinger. Nothing and one on him. One out, third baseman, Downing way up for Newton. There's a low pitch blocked at home plate by the Newton catcher. Well done. 1-1 on Fissinger. Outfield deep. In left and center, fly ball of any length would score the speedy Francis, who would hustle in from third on the catch. Here's the pitch to Fissinger. Curveball topped at the plate, goes behind it to the screen, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Fissinger. Felix Francis started the bottom of the second for Rushi with a walk, stole second. Advanced to third on a bunt by Counts. Rushi hoping to expand on its 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Knupp. It's a curveball. It is bounced softly toward third. The pitcher cuts it off, throws on to first, got Fissinger, but Francis scores without a throwing attempt to the plate. He's in for the Raiders' second run, and that's small ball to perfection.
Absolutely. Rushi's been playing it so well so far today. They sit at one hit right now, Jack, but yet they've pushed across two runs.
There you go. 2-0 lead Raiders, two down here in the bottom of the second inning, and Cooper Unverfirth, the catcher, steps in. He's at 280 on the year. pitch to him, a strike delivered by Knupp above the knees on the outside half. No balls, one strike, nothing and one on Cooper. Left fielder has moved in a step or two for him from his position for Fissinger, the previous hitter. Strike two called, as that was whipped in there by Knupp on the inside half below the belt. Nothing and two on Unverfirth. Third baseman Downing still up at third. I'm not sure why, with two strikes. Knupp steps off the pitching rubber. Last we heard, Fort Loramie trailing Bradford early on. Second inning, 1-0 Railroaders.
Yeah, they're in the top of the third now. Same score.
Here's the windup by Knupp. There's a bouncing pitch to the plate off the protector of the catcher. And it is a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Cooper Unverfirth for Rushi, which leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. Knupp, the pitcher for Newton, looks in, gets a sign from the catcher. Now he spins into action. Fastball, yes. Excellent hurl. It was a dart on the outside corner at the belt. Unverfirth looked it over. It cost him. Strike three. We go to the top of the third. Rushi now in front of Newton, 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Top of the third inning upcoming here at Rushi. Fort Loramie now trailing Bradford by a 2-0 count in the third at Fort Loramie High School. That, of course, another district semifinal being played tonight. Twin Valley South is taking on Troy Christian. The winner of the Fort Loramie Bradford game plays the winner of the TVS Troy Christian game in a district championship contest on Wednesday. The winner of this game comes back on Wednesday to meet the winner of the Ripley Miami Valley Christian contest tonight. And Springfield Catholic Central and Southeastern are battling it out. The winner of that game plays the team victorious in the match between Fayetteville Perry and Felicity Franklin. Again, repeating, Fort Loramie losing to Bradford 2-0 in the third. One ball, one strike, 1-1 the count on the Newton hitter here in the top of the third inning. Six up, six down for the Indians against Xavier Flippo so far. The catcher, Will Bowser, strokes a line drive about 10 feet fair along the left field line for a base knock. Fissinger gallops over, scoops it up, tosses back into the diamond. It is a hit by Bowser, a liner to left. 2-0 Rushi. Newton with a man aboard. Here is left-hand batting Ridge Gray, the right fielder for the Indians. Left-hand batter, sophomore. Bowser, the freshman catcher, just wrapped the single. And Ridge Gray is bunting. It's out in front of the plate. Third baseman charges. It's Quinter for Rushi. He gets it with the bare hand and whips on to first base to counts. Ridge Gray nailed at first, but advancing to second is Bowser. Runner in scoring position for Newton. One down, top of the third. Left fielder Aiden Kelly steps in. Very good bunt, but Newton. Quinter had to field. He came way down from third. and took a track in front of pitcher Flippo. Runner at second for Newton as the Indians bench whoops it up down below. You hear the dugout in the background, I'm sure. Here's another bunt by Newton. This one's back toward the pitcher Flippo, who comes in off the bump to his right. Fields fires on to counts, yes, to get Kelly. And Newton moves another runner over to third. Previously, after the Bowser hit, Ridge had bunted Bowser to second. Now Kelly bunts him to third base. Yep, he was already in scoring position down at second. Really not sure why you bunt there, but he is now at third, where he can score on an infield error, a wild pitch, a pass ball. That's playing small ball in the ultimate fashion. First pitch is a ball and no strikes, 1-0, as Newton turns the top of the order. Here's Montgomery. Fastball just missed up and in, and the count goes to 2-0 on Hudson Montgomery. Leadoff batting shortstop for Newton, who flied to center field to Chappie to start the game. Runner at third for Newton. Pitch to Montgomery. Strike, as that was pumped in there. Good heat by Flippo, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Montgomery. The DH for Newton is the sixth hitter in the lineup, Austin Tippy, as the second baseman, Bronson Von Kullen, does not bat. Outside pitch by Flippo, and the count runs to 3-1. So a single and two sack bunts. Moving Bowser twice, once to second, once to third. Little high inside on the 3-1 throw by Flippo, and it's called ball four. Here is Carson Knupp, pitcher for Newton, second hitter in the lineup. He was out 6-3. Cordonier to counts back in the first. Montgomery and Knupp, two fine hitters, top of the lineup here for this club. First and third now for Newton. A double in the gap could tie this game. Knupp throws left, bats right, very deep in the box. Throw onto first by Flippo. And headlong slide back in is the man who walked, Montgomery. Cordonier shading the second base bag at short. Quinter even with the bag, about 6 feet off the line at third. Pitch by Flippo, high and in. A little tight under the chin of the hitter Montgomery. It's a ball. 1-0 on the batter for Newton. Top of the third. Rushi leads 2-0. Tying runs aboard for the Indians with two down. Flippo stretching, pitching, and Montgomery gets around on one quickly and jerks it foul. Out of play beyond the picnic area in left here at Rushi. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the batter for Newton, who is Knupp, the pitcher, Montgomery, the shortstop, down at first. Bowser, the catcher, Manning third. Curveball, swing and a miss. Carson Knupp was over the top of that one. Good bite on that pitch by Flippo as he snapped off a bender. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 on the batter for Newton. Flippo, in his stretch, looks at first. Here's the offering to the plate. Curveball grounded back to the mound. Backhand stab by Flippo. Tosses on to counts. And Rushi's out of trouble here in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of inning number three. Rushi 2, Newton nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
And we return here to Rushi. Raiders come calling bottom of the third, up 2-0 over Newton. Understand Fort Loramie's in a hole, down 2-0 to Bradford. And the starting pitcher for the Redskins, Maverick Grudich, has tossed 62 throws on the mound already in just three frames. Rushi Raiders have played small ball so far in this contest against Newton and have tacked on a couple of runs. And you look at the scoreboard, two runs, one hit. And that exemplifies just what we said. Newton moving, or I should say Rushi moving runners into scoring position and getting them around.
Yes.
Newton tried the same thing in the top of the third. Got a leadoff single and then bunted not once but twice and wound up stranding that runner on third base.
Yeah, I got him to third, but could not get him home. And that's tough when you bunt twice like that to get two outs to move a guy.
Question is, do you waste an out, bunt a second time just to inch him up another 90 feet to third, or do you try to get a base knock with one out and a runner at second? It's a tough flip of the coin call for a high school coach. I'm sure had Newton been down by more than 2-0, they would have been swinging away right there. Here's a fly ball to short right field by the Rushi Raiders. It is in foul ground, and it is hauled in as Flippo strokes one to right, little pop fly about 80 feet behind first, and the right fielder for the Newton Indians, Gray Ridge, hustled in and stuck up the left hand several feet in foul territory and pulled it down. So Flippo is out. He had singled to start the game for Rushi and then scored. Here is Zane Chappie, who laid down a nice sack bunt in the bottom of the first. Initial offering from Dupp, the pitcher of Newton, is a strike called, nothing and one. He windmills into action. There's a bouncing pitch low and inside, one and one on the hitter for the Raiders. Zane Chappie. Widespread stance, the senior in the box. Nupp fires. Chappie hammers one to pretty deep right center. Right fielder off and running. It's Ridge, and he's got it. He steered himself into deep right center and hauled it in 300 feet from home plate. Chappie gave it a ride. Didn't get the ball down. It stayed up long enough for Ridge to pick it off. Two away for the Raiders here in the bottom of the third inning. Two plays made by the right fielder for Newton. Ridge has one caught in foul territory, one in fair. Here's Braylon Cordonier. This one's off the fist. Nubs it up the first baseline. Kofer, the first baseman, goes 10 feet wide of the bag, has it, and then beats Cordonier to first. Braylon Ferrucci in two at-bats has hit the ball softly to the right side of the infield. Well, we played three. Fast-moving game. We go to the top of the fourth. Rushi 2, Newton nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while
while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Xavier Flippo on the hill for Rushi. Starts off Kofor of Newton here in the top of the fourth with a big hook, a curveball on the inside part of the plate. And Kofor grounds meekly to first. Counts has it unassisted for the Raiders. One down for Newton here in the top of the fourth inning. Kofor out. First baseman unassisted. And here is Ty Schauer, center fielder for Newton. Kofor, by the way, had looped out in the air to Monin in the first. Schauer started off the second by grounding to Monin. And here, after a foul ball, the count is 1-1. A ball, a strike on Schauer for Newton, which trails Rushi 2-0, top of the fourth. We're almost halfway through this briskly played game. Flippo throws downstairs. A ball and a strike. I'm going to see if I can get a nod here in a moment from Craig Fissinger here in the press box at Rushi regarding the pitching of Flippo. This is probably about as good as Flippo's looked here in the last few weeks, nursing a tender elbow, not a lot of innings. Curveball is sharp today. Yep. Answer by Craig, absolutely. There's a handle hit ball into the screen in front of the Rushi dugout to the left. And the count is 3-2, 3-2 on Schauer. And this is the best work in nearly a month for Xavier Flippo of the Raiders, who need him. He was the ace at the state tournament last year. Here's the pitch, a strike called. Three of them on the hitter for Newton. Schauer looked over a two-seamer on the inside half, and he was called out. Good delivery by Flippo. He handcuffed him. Schauer couldn't pull the trigger. And here's Downing, the third baseman for Newton. Two away for the Indians, top of the fourth. Flippo throws a pitch down below the knees, swung on and missed for a strike. Flippo in high gear right now. He swings into action, bounces that one to the plate, and it's a ball and a strike, 1-1 on Downing. Top of the fourth inning, Rushi 2, Newton nothing. Here on scoresbroadcast.com. By the same score, Bradford leads Fort Loramie. There's a big hook, change of speeds, swing and a miss, a whiff at the plate by Downing of Newton. 1-2, Flippo's got him where he wants him. Underforth hangs the outside target. Here's a late swing and a curve. That was a protection swing. The ball is knuckled on one bounce to counts at first. Great inning by Flippo. Three up, three down. He's allowed one hit and four. Rushi 2, Newton nothing. Bottom of the fourth upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Braden Monin steps in the box for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth inning with the Raiders on top by a count of 2-0 over Newton. And the Indians pitcher, Nup. Fastball upstairs, 1-1 on Monin, who is safe on an error by the shortstop Montgomery back in the first inning. That plated a Raiders run. Monin swings, spanks a line drive on one bounce to the right fielder. It's a hit. Good base knock by Monin as he served one to right on one hop to the right fielder Ridge Gray. Monin at first. He has been a steady hitter over the last month for the Raiders, and he's got good wheels. He and Francis can pick him up and lay him down. So can Zane Chappie. And Monin, you can bet, is a threat to steal here against the left-hander Nup.
Yeah, that's two hard-hit balls for him today, as we described back in that inning.
And here's a pickoff by the Newton Indians, and it looks to be a good one. And in a rundown is Monin, throw to second base, had him out, but the ball is dropped, and Monin is safe. That might be scored, technically, an E6 on the drop of the throw. It looked like Monin was going to be out. Although perhaps you can't assume that because there was no out call. Nonetheless, the ball wound up on the ground. And Nup had Monin picked off. Monin took off. He had a big secondary lead. Did not beat the throw from the first baseman to second. But the ball went in the glove of Montgomery and out as Monin slid into the mitt. The count of ball and no strikes, 1-0 on Quinter. Raiders again, runner in scoring position down at second. Quinter undercuts one foul beyond the press box to a right. 1-1, 1-1.
Now the end result of that is it gives Rushi another opportunity here to really add to this lead playing small ball.
Yep.
No outs too, so they are in a really good spot.
Third baseman Downing up a step or two at third for Newton. Left fielder Kelly deep. The pitch to Quinter. He golfs at one, missed it. Ball and two strikes, 1-2. That was a poor pitch to the plate. And Quinter lurched his body down, tried to dig it out, and couldn't. And he's down in the count, 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Quinter. Runner at second, Monin for Rushi. Pitch by Nup, swing and a miss again at a bouncing pitch. They've got to retire him at first, and they do. First base was not occupied. Throw down there, out. And the runner, Monin, has to stay put at second. Good play by the Newton catcher, freshman Will Bowser. He smothered that low pitch at the plate. Quinter had a cut, missed it. Throw down to first to retire the batter, Quinter, and here's Felix Francis. He's got a walk so far in this game, back in the second. And he scored the second run. Good lead at second for Monin. Pitch low and away by Nup. 1-0 on Felix. Right fielder, a junior. Junior Hayden Quinter running the bases at second. Or I should say Braden Monin running the bases at second after Quinter was retired. Another low pitch, and here's a late steal on the bouncing ball to the plate. Safe at third base. Sliding in is Monin. Good heads-up play. Had a fine secondary lead. And then when he saw the ball squirt away from Bowser behind the plate, Monin took off, and he beat the throw. And he's at third with one down. And from there, he can score on a sundry of things.
including a fly ball to the outfield off the bat of Francis, who's ahead 2-0 in the count. There's a foul to the backstop, and it's 2-1. Yep, the Rushi Raiders with two hits, two runs. Prospect here of scoring a third run in this game with two hits if Francis can advance the man home from third. Oh, it's a suicide squeeze, and it's fouled up on top of the screen. It doesn't do a whole lot of good once you've stolen the sign if the batter can get the bat on the ball, but sometimes that high pitch, Bryant, is tough to make contact with. And that can result in an out at the plate if the catcher can make the play, get the glove down in a hurry.
Now, one thing Knupp has to be careful at is spotting those pitches, and Bowser has to be extra careful because you cannot afford to let one get by you in this position.
2-2 pitch, top foul between third and home off the bat of Francis. Rushi leads 2-0, bottom of the fourth, quickly played game. Flippo on the hill for Rushi is allowed just one hit. Knupp, the pitcher for Newton, has given up just two. Wide spread stance at the plate for Francis Ferrucci. Fastball missed outside. And it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on him. Jude counts on deck. Having gotten ahead in the count, Knupp would like to retire this man. Hard ground ball towards short, to his right, the shortstop Montgomery. Here's a long throw, high and wide to first. Run scores. Safe at first is Francis. Tell you what, Bryant, that was going to be mighty, mighty close.
Yes.
It could have been a dead heat. I'm going to score that an infield single for Francis.
It once again was a tough play for Montgomery to have to make there.
Yep. Francis, good speed. Good speed for Francis. Montgomery was deep, had to take a step to his right.
And it was a slow hit ball to him.
Yes.
So once again, just like the error he committed in the first, he had to come up firing on that.
Uh-oh, pickoff attempt by the Newton Indians almost nailed Francis. Ball was there in time. Kofor just didn't get the tag down quickly enough. One out for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the score now 3-0 Raiders. Here is Counts at the plate. Throw to first, Francis back again. And if Felix Francis was in position, Bryant, to not have his jersey laundered before getting down to first base, after three dives back in, he's got to go to the laundromat with that uniform tonight. One out for Rushi, one on, bottom of the fourth, counts fouls to the backstop. Nothing in one. Bottom of the fourth frame, and Rushi leads Newton now 3-0. Last score, three innings in the books from Fort Loramie. Bradford on top, 2-0.
It's still 2-0, middle of the fourth now. Bradford stranded two in the top of the fourth.
They've had base runners on about every inning. Throw to first late. Francis getting a mouthful of diamond dust again. A strike, an out. Pitch to the plate, but Knupp. Counts takes it very wide. And the count's 1-1. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Of course, Bradford has an excellent number one man in Tucker Miller. And again, in tournament play, ace versus ace, you never know. It could boil down to one scant run. That could be the difference. The pitching can be that sharp. One ball, one strike, one out. Counts the batter for Rushi, runner at first. Rushi has scored to go up 3-0. Pitch to Counts is way outside again. 2-1.
And Knupp has had a strong game here for Newton. It's not a bad game at all. Rushi has just made contact enough. They've gotten three hits and then took advantage of a walk back in the second inning.
Yep. Third baseman up in the cut. Shortstop Montgomery, shade second, off and running Francis. Counts towers at foul, curling out of play, right field line.
Of course, the other problem for Bradford has been Filippo. Excuse me. The other problem for Newton has been that Filippo has been excellent on the mound for Rushi today.
Yep, sure has. He has allowed a hit and a walk, and that's it. Two base runners for Newton in four at-bats. Two balls, two strikes, one out for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Francis at first counts the hitter. Up in the stretch, there's a high delivery off the mitt of the catcher, and taking second easily is Francis. He makes the big 25-foot turn out at second and stops. It's 3-2 on the batter counts. Rushi trying to break this thing open in the bottom of the fourth inning. Francis with a lead off second. Montgomery, the shortstop, in behind him. Pitch to the plate by Knupp. Counts, misses a high fastball. He took a hack, came up empty.
Yeah, and he wanted that one back immediately after, Jack.
Runner in scoring position for Rushi. Ross Fissinger, the two-out batter, here in the bottom of the fourth. Counts, by the way, had bunted a successful sacrifice bunt back in the second. And Fissinger in that inning scored a run on an infield tapper. He's up now with a man in scoring position. Two down for Rushi. Fissinger looks it over outside and high. Ball one. Left fielder pretty deep for Fissinger. That's Kelly out there for Newton. Center fielder Schauer playing right up the middle but deep. Pitch to Fissinger. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Right-hand batting senior Ross Fissinger for Rushi. Raiders up 2-0, or I should say 3-0, bottom of the fourth, trying to play add-on and punch home a couple markers in this frame. Fissinger swings on a curveball, pops it up down the right field line, slicing outside the field of play. Ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Fissinger. Newton, by the way, in the fifth will have Tippy, Bowser, and Ridge, 6, 7, and 8, to the plate against Filippo. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Fissinger. Up throws low between the legs of the catcher, gets through to the backstop. Runner moves up to third. Don't think that ball bounced around home plate. That would probably be scored a passed ball. And advancing down to third base for Rushi is Felix Francis. He would be the fourth run. The count 2-2 on Fissinger. He cocks that bat high. And up, the pitcher stares in for Newton. He has the sign. And Fissinger paced it to second, and it's trapped by the second baseman. A low line drive. He was angling to his left, snared it, flipped on to first for the out. Ball hit sharply. But a good play by the Newton second baseman. Well done by Van Kulin. And Rushi is retired here in the fourth. Not before the Raiders tack on one more. We go to the fifth. It's Rushi 3, Newton nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Here is the DH for Newton. Austin Tippy wears 18 on his back, just a frosh. He swings at the first pitch from Flippo and cracks it foul out of play to the right. Nothing in one. Rushi in front, 3-0, top of the fifth. Last score we had, Bradford 2, Fort Loramie nothing. In the fourth inning, Redskins batting. Flippo wheels and deals. Curveball sinks low. Not sure how Tippy didn't swing at that one. That breaking ball by Flippo had some dive on it. 1-1 pitch to Tippy. Fastball skied to the right, out of play. Ball and two strikes, 1-2. Boy, Flippo doing a nice job keeping the Newton hitters off balance. Change of speeds. They look for that big bender, the soft curveball. Then he gives them some velocity. Then when they're thinking fastball, he snaps off the curve. Here's a curveball swung on and missed by the hitter, Tippy. He was over the top of that one. Good pitch by Xavier Flippo. That at bat right there, symbolic of this performance of Flippo from the start.
Yes, it is. He is really looking back in old form here today, Jack.
Here is Will Bowser, the catcher for Newton. There's a big hook, a slow curveball. It floats over, strike one. Nothing in one. Flippo in a groove. Top of the fifth inning. One hit for Newton. Flippo twisting, turning. Uh-oh, another curveball. Strike two. Boy, he's on. Curveball is sharp. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on Will Bowser, the Newton catcher. Let's see if Flippo wastes one wide. Target set out there by Unverfirth. Flippo hits the mitt just off the plate. And it's two strikes and a ball. 1-2 on Bowser for Newton. Flippo back in a hurry. Delivery to the plate. Curveball is lofted in the infield. Now it's in short right. Monin backpedals. Backpedals again. He's got it for Rushi. Second baseman hauls it in. Here's Ridge Gray, sophomore right fielder for Newton. We're almost through five. Flippo's allowed one hit so far in this game and two batters over the minimum. Here is Ridge Gray, and the pitch to him is a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Nothing in one on Gray. And there's a ball hit off the handle in the air to second. It's about 40 feet up and down to Monin, short pop-up. He makes the catch just high, and Newton is out quickly here in the top of the fifth inning. Harmless bats for the Indians, thanks to excellent pitching from Xavier Flippo from Rushi. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Raiders 3, Indians nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a few new sponsors. We've highlighted Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. Thank you so much, Francis. A&E Home Services in Sydney. They're the home crew for your honeydew. Reproof your roof with A&E Home Services in Sydney. Infinite Details up in Anna. They are the best car detailing service around. Excellent shop up in Anna, just east of I-75 on 119 East, behind Truck Stop 99. Infinite Details. First hitter for Rushi in the bottom of the fifth inning, and he lofts one to short right field. On comes Gray, the right fielder for Newton. He collects it for the out. And the first batter, Cooper Unverfirth, here in this frame for Rushi, is retired. Skying to right, here's Xavier Flippo. Rushi in the lead, 3-0. 3 runs, 3 hits for the Raiders. No runs, a hit for Newton. Flippo, open stance in the box. Now he brings that left foot toward home plate, even with the right, and takes a ball outside. Nup quickly into action for Newton. Low and in, 2-0 on Flippo. Just 3 base knocks in this game for Rushi. Flippo's got one of them to start the first inning. Monin's got one. Francis has one. Here's the 2-0 delivery by Nup. Fastball scorched hard in the hole between third and short. Montgomery gets leather on it, and the ball rolls on out into left. It caromed off his mitt. Good sharp single by Flippo. And Xavier is 2-for-3 so far in this game for Rushi. Couple of hard hit singles, and here is Zane Shappy with one on and one out for Rushi in the fifth. And Flippo's backed up his pitching with some fine work hitting at the plate. Sophomore Vince Borchers running down at first for Flippo. And let's see what kind of a game Rushi has on here. 9-year head coach Kevin Flippo has signaled to both hitter and runner at first, infield at third, up for Newton in the person of Downing. Middle of the diamond, Shade second base. Nup with a wide pickoff attempt at first. Back easily is Borchers. 3-0 lead for Rushi, bottom of the fifth. Pitch by Nup to Shappy. Fastball outside, 1-0.
Now looking at Filippo's stats through the first 5 innings, just 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts on 55 pitches, 36 of which have been strikes.
Boy, that is efficient.
Yes.
Yep. He has been dynamite
and
throws about 2.5 strikes to every ball. That's been his pattern all year long, and this is one of his best, if not best, starts of the season. There's a ball top foul at the home plate by Shappy, and the count's a ball and 2 strikes on him with a runner Borchers at first, pinch running for Flippo.
And Flippo, as you said, has been nursing, what, an ouch? How did you term it in the pregame?
Tender elbow.
Oh, you missed it. I enjoyed the pregame terminology there.
an ouchy elbow. Throw to first base, runner back for Rushi. 1-2 the count, 1 out for the Raiders. Bottom of the fifth, 3-0 lead for Rushi.
But yeah, he's looking back in old form now, and Rushi's going to be a really tough out here over the next 3 games.
In the stretch is Nup. Curveball. Ooh, it hit Shappy on the left thigh.
And with a 3-0 lead already and two on here with one out, they have an opportunity to really slam the door shut on this game.
Lefty on lefty, up against Braylon Cordonier, who's had a couple of meek outs between first base and the pitcher's mound on the ground so far in this game. Nupp has handled him. Rushi with a chance to break this open, leading 3-0, two on, one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Cordonier swings the bat back and forth. Nupp looks at his runners for Newton. Cordonier takes a strike, letter high on the outside half, 0-1. Well, at 55 pitches, I'm sure Rushi's coaching staff very interested in stretching Flippo out. No reason why now he can't go the distance. Up and away to Cordonier, 1-1. Two on, one out for Rushi. Bottom of the fifth. Raiders in front, 3-0. Cordonier has the pinch runner. Borchers out at second. High foul to the left of home plate. Twisting out of play over the concession stand. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Braylon. Nupp has kept him off balance. Braylon's not barreled up the ball yet against the left-hander Nupp. 1-2, one out. Two aboard for Rushi. Left fielder for Newton is Kelly. And boy, he's playing in center, left center. Cordonier swings, undercuts one, extremely high down the right field line, and the right fielder goes to the fence in foul territory and cannot make a play. Ridge Gray hustled over, no chance. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Cordonier. Look at that acreage in left field for Cordonier. It's almost as if Newton's playing one man short. Here's the windup by Nupp, the look back at second. The pitch to Cordonier. Very high delivery, well over the helmet of Cordonier, and the count is 2-2. Newton's got to halt Rushi right here if the Indians want to have a chance to make up ground and pull even in this game. Throw to first, runner back. First and second for the Raiders. One away here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-0 lead, Rushi. Nupp to Cordonier. 2-2 count, and Nupp steps off. It's a waiting game between pitcher and hitter right here. Again, the left fielder for Newton, Aiden Kelly, way over in center, left center. And Cordonier spanks a ground ball to second, taken there by Van Kulin. Doesn't go to first. He gets the force at second base. He pivots and throws behind him to the second base bag. Montgomery covering. That nails one out in the middle of the diamond. Runners on the corners for Rushi, two away here in the bottom of the fifth. Braden Monin up on twice, safe on an error and a single so far in this game. Fourth run for the Raiders, down at third. Cordonier at first. Let's see if he might gamble and go for second on a steal on one of these first couple pitches. Will Newton throw down if Cordonier does go? Borchers at third. Cordonier at first. Here's the delivery to home. Strike above the belt, outside corner. 0-1 to Monin. Left fielder Kelly for Newton has moved back over into a more conventional left field spot. Throw to first, runner back. A balk early in this game was called on Nupp, who swung that stride leg around a little more toward home than first, through to first, and was called for the balk. Pitch to the plate, low, bounces, blocked nicely by the catcher. Runners hold, first and third. One ball, one strike, 1-1 for Rushi, two out, bottom of the fifth. Raiders on top, 3-0. Runners at the corners for Braden Monin. Nupp's pitch count starting to mount on the mound for Newton. He's got to be, what, at least 75, pushing 80 maybe for the Indians?
He is at 86 right now.
Yeah, I was in the ballpark here at Rushi, the Rushi ballpark. Throw to first. We got a steal, a double steal on. Throw to the plate. Safe! It was a pickoff attempt at first. Alert base running by Borchers. Not technically a double steal. I misspoke. But on the pickoff attempt at first, Borchers timed it, and he took off out of his starting blocks at third, and the pitcher went to first base, and then the first baseman, Kofer, delivered the ball to the plate to the catcher, Bowser. Great slide by Borchers in underneath the mitt. Safe at home. Well done by the Raiders. Ultimate small ball played by Rushi here this evening.
And with the way
Flippo is pitching.
Yes, you finished my thought there for me, Jack. It's going to be really hard for Newton to be able to make a comeback in this one.
Yep, Xavier.
He's been nearly unhittable.
Mm-hmm. Flippo on the bump might be able to button this one down for the Raiders, who now have a 4-0 cushion in the bottom of the fifth. There's a ball lofted to short. Montgomery should catch the pop-up on the dirt. Deep shortstop. Ball was struck in the air by the Rushi hitter, Braden Monin. He is retired, but the Raiders add on another run. They've had one in the first, second, fourth, and fifth, and lead 4-0 on Newton. We go to the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The Newton Indians bat here in the top of the sixth inning, trailing Rushi by a score of 4-0. And the hitter for Newton appears to be someone new off the bench. Is that correct, Bryant?
Yes, it is. This is, well, my game changer's behind, sorry.
Jyler Van Kulen.
Yes.
Jyler Van Kulen hits from the right side. He's in the box. And the count is no balls and two strikes. Flippo has been splendid on the mound for the Raiders. He has allowed two base runners in this game. A walk and a hit, and that's it.
And in just 57 pitches so far, too.
Here's the two-strike pitch to Van Kulen, high and away, a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on him. Top of the sixth inning, 4-0 Rushi. Flippo with a masterpiece. There's a curveball down low, grounded towards short. Oh, a great play by Quinter. Diving in front of the shortstop. Fires to first. Counts was off the bag when he caught it. Tried to get the foot back on the bag. And it's a safe call by the first base umpire. And I think that's the right one.
Well, that was a really close call. Counts did get that foot back very close.
What a play by Quinter, the third baseman for Rushi. Looked like the ball was ticketed for left in the hole between third and short. And Quinter went sprawling on the ground. And his tummy lying on the turf, gloved it right in the tip of the web. Got up, flipped to Counts, through to the outfield side of first. Counts with a super long stretch. Looked like he came off to catch it and then tried to stick that foot back toward the bag about the time the runner hit first base, and it was ruled safe, and I believe that was the right call. I may be wrong.
Oh, Van Colenet.
That's got to be a base hit. Has to be a single.
That hit he had was an interesting swing. He really reached.
Yep.
Had to stretch out to get it.
He was fooled. Good curveball by Flippo.
Yes.
He did manage to keep the hands back just long enough to get some barrel action on the ball and struck it to the shortstop side of the third baseman, Quinter, who made a dazzling play, and the batter runner, Van Kulen, safe at first. I would not score that an error at all. Great effort by Quinter. Infield single, Van Kulen. Runner on for Newton to start the sixth inning. Pinch runner now for the Indians. We'll check the numeral. Aiden Kelly, left fielder, re-enters, and he's at first. As Van Kulen had swung for Kelly. Leadoff hitter, Montgomery swings, and it's a very high skyscraper of a fly ball in a short right center. Coming on is the right fielder for Rushi to make an easy play. It's Felix Francis who joins Chappie in right center. Called for and caught by Francis. One down for Newton here in the top of the sixth inning. Leadoff batter Montgomery is now 0-for-2, had a walk. He just flew out to right. Now Carson Knupp, the catcher, or I should say the pitcher for Newton, steps in. He is grounded to the mound and to short. And he looks at a pitch low and away, delivered by Flippo, 1-0. Flippo has done a nice job on the very top of this Newton order here in this game. Newton with a couple hits, both down at the bottom of the lineup. And the top four hitters on this club, Montgomery, Knupp, Kofer, and Schauer, have been stopped. No hits for the foursome. Montgomery, the only one to reach with a walk. The count, a ball and no strikes on Knupp, who pitches left, throws right for Newton. Curveball spiked into left center field. It is a base hit. It's up the gap. It's going to be a long single. Here's the throw cut off at shortstop by the Rushi Raiders. And then a snap throw to second base, trying to get the batter runner. And that heave goes awry, rolling toward the right field line. And Newton gets a run. And the batter runner, Knupp, is all the way around to third. So a base hit by Knupp into left center field. Scored a long single. He advances up to second on the throw toward third, and then the cutoff relay toward the second base bag goes astray out of the infield, well behind first base here at Rushi. And Newton's got a runner at third, a run in, one down in the sixth. It's a 4-1 game, and the Raiders conference on the mound, and we'll return in a moment. Rushi 4, Newton 1 in the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The first pitch by Flippo to Rhett Kofer, the good hitting first baseman for Newton, bounces, hits him, and he's aboard at first. Thought initially like it might have been a wild pitch, but it did clip the hitter after striking the ground. So now Newton has runners at first and third, tying runs at the plate.
Yeah, fooled Nup too, because he was racing down there thinking he was about to score.
And Nup, the runner at third for Newton, had to go back. Runners on the corners, first and third hit batsman. Gopher at first. Ty Schauer, the center fielder, hits here for Newton, which is down 4-1 in the top of the sixth inning. And there is just one away. Just as we talked highly about Flippo pitching well against the top of the Newton order, Nup rips one to left center. Swing and a miss at the plate here. A Schauer goes whacking at one upstairs. And it's nothing in two. Flippo needs a strikeout here. Would Newton gamble and send the runner at first on a steal of second? 4-1 game. Runner also at third. Check swing. Strike called above the belt on the outside corner. Don't necessarily think it was a swinging strike. Pitch by Flippo looked good. Schauer retired. Flippo does get the K. And here is Downing up now for Newton. Big hitter in this game. Newton's down to four outs. We're in the top of the sixth, two away. Ruschi leads it 4-1. Runners at first and third for Newton. Flippo throws to first, runner back. I've got a sneaky suspicion, Bryant, Newton will try to get that runner on first down to second base before this at-bat is completed.
I think that's a good suspicion there. They definitely need as many runners in scoring position as they can get.
Curveball by Flippo. Oh, it's a dandy. A hook on the outside corner above the knees. Superb pitch by Flippo.
Yeah, the last several have been. He's bouncing back here very well.
Flippo stretching, looks at the runners on the corners. Another curveball, grounded to Quinter. Quinter to his left for Ruschi. He snatches, throws low to counts, and gets through him. Run scores. Runner at first for Newton. Ambles around second to third. Batter runners on second on the throw at first base, which eluded counts. And it's a 4-2 game. And Newton with a base hit can tie this game up. Talking about the little things, the miscues. Boy, they have hurt Ruschi in this inning. Not sure that would be scored. The throw was low. Counts with a long stretch out in front. He couldn't trap the ball. I guess it's a throwing error. It was on the ground. Counts had a shot at it. Could not reel it in. Fairly routine play for Quinter. He's made some tough chances here in this contest. Flippo coming back with a ball, a curveball wide to designated hitter Austin Tippy. Tying run at second for Newton. Pitch by Flippo, and it's looped by Tippy into short right field. It falls in front of Francis. Here comes the tying run toward the plate. He puts on the brakes and goes back to third. It's a 4-3 game.
The Newton game change operator did credit that error with Quinter. But yeah, looking over this inning, obviously Newton has benefited from the Ruschi miscues, but still it was started with a single by Van Kolen. It was brought in, and then Nup had that big double as well. Tippy there with a single, so that is three hits in the inning for the Indians. And bottom line, Jack, they're just finally getting the ball on the bat here in this inning. And those three hits have helped. And they have also taken advantage of the Ruschi miscues to get back in this game.
It is 4-3. Runners at first and third for Newton. Flippo's high fastball swung on and missed by freshman catcher Will Bowser of Newton. 4-3 contest. Flippo in hot water.
Credit Francis, though, on that. That was a one-hop hit to him.
There's a curveball lined hard into left field. A clean single. A base knock by Bowser. The freshman comes through. He delivers.
Wow.
A clutch hit as he cranks one into left to tie the game at four.
And Newton now has the go-ahead run out at second and likely a pitching change here for the Rushi Raiders. Rushi 4, Newton 4. Top of the sixth inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
We are in the top of the sixth inning. Newton has come all the way back to tie this game at four. Indians have runners at first and second. Here's a line drive, single into right field by Ridge Gray of Newton. The ball is fielded by Francis. Francis fires toward the plate to Unverfirth. Save as Unverfirth went up the line. Nice base running by Newton as the runner dashed in from third and skipped around the tag attempt at home. And Newton is struck for five in the top of the sixth inning. And the Indians have rallied in terrific fashion to overcome Rushi. 5-4, still two men on for the Indians. And just about the time Xavier Flippo was rolling in a high gear and motoring through this Newton lineup, the Indians said, not so much. We are going to start tagging the baseball. And Newton has hit Flippo for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits, plus a hit batsman. Also a Rushi error in the inning. 5 runs for the Indians. And Newton now leads 5-4 in the top of the sixth. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here we are at Rushi. Big turn of events, top of the sixth inning. Newton is struck for five, and the Indians lead the Raiders 5-4. Xavier Flippo was cruising along
And then Newton said, not so fast. And boy, oh boy, did Newton ever get the bats out. One barrel shot after another. A Rushi error on the infield in there along with a hit batsman.
And like you said, though, Jack, five hits for Newton against Flippo before he was taken out and now replaced with Francis. So the Indians able to get the ball on the bat all of a sudden, and we have a new game here.
The left-hander Cooper Francis whips a fastball in there at the knees on the outside corner. No balls and a strike. Nothing and one on Francis. Or I should say nothing and one on Kelly. Francis pitching for the Raiders. Trying to stem the tide here in the top of the sixth inning. There's a low pitch, and it's one and one on Kelly.
And Flippo did look like he was recovering at that strikeout for the second out. But that error has been costly because after it, would have been a third out there, after it, three straight hits by the Indians.
Francis throws low, below the knees, two and one on Kelly. Bronson Von Kulin hit for Kelly way back at the start of this inning. By my count, this is the 10th batter in the frame for the Newton Indians. There's a check swing foul to the backstop, and it's two and two. Left-hander Cooper Francis looking at runners for Newton at second and third. Five runs have scored. Indians have surged ahead of the Raiders 5-4. Francis throws, and Kelly swipes at an outside pitch and whiffs. He's out. Finally, Rushi gets through the sixth inning defensively, not before Newton plates five big runs, and the Indians have got the Raiders in trouble on a night when Fort Loramie is also behind by two runs in the seventh at Fort Loramie. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Newton 5, Rushi 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
If you won't believe the great savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. Plus, you get free granite countertops for your kitchen with a purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft closed doors and drawers, too. 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of the big box stores. And you'll save big time on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like it on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Well, the Rushi Raiders are now down to five outs. First hitter here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Hayden Quinter, pounds a ground ball to short. Good play by Montgomery of Newton, who charges and dials up his first baseman. One down for Rushi. Newton leads 5-4, bottom of the sixth. Nup is throwing now with a little more energy. He's got some momentum. His club's in front by a run. 5-4 Indians as he whips a strike called in there on Felix Francis. Here's Nup again. Curveball high and away. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth. 5-4 Newton. Here is the pitcher stretching, windmilling into action is Nup. Francis swings, undercuts one into short right field. Ridge, the right fielder, coming in. Second baseman there. They bump into each other. Ridge hangs on for the out. Ridge Gray, the right fielder. I referred to him mistakenly by his first name. He's been active in right field.
Yes, he has.
Made a good hustling play there. Second baseman thought about calling him off. We heard two voices, but Gray, the right fielder, was darned and determined to come barreling in from right field toward the line and steal that ball from the second baseman. He had a good shot at it. He clutched it for the out, and Rushi's down to four outs. And Nup is picking up speed for Newton. He throws a strike on this hitter for Rushi with two out in the sixth. This counts. Count steps back in the box. Nup's got a sign. And then he steps off the rubber. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Count swings on a Nup fastball and barrels one up to deep right center. It is Ridge Gray, the right fielder, gallops into the gap and backhands it to cut it off, holding Counts to a long, long single, maybe the hardest hit ball of the night. As he drilled one to right center, a long one-bagger for Counts. He's on at first. Is he a threat to steal here?
And we do have a final score from Fort Laramie. Bradford 2, Fort Laramie nothing.
There you go. One of the top 10 teams in the state in Division 4, according to the poll last week, is out. We thought with Tucker Miller on the mound for Bradford, Fort Laramie might be in trouble if Miller was on. And he threw a gem at Fort Laramie and beat the Redskins 2-0. Swing and a miss at the plate, and the count goes to 0-2 on this hitter for Rushi Fissinger with the runner counts at first.
Now, final stat line for Miller. He gave up two hits, walked five, struck out nine.
Here's Nup to Fissinger. High fastball, swing and a miss. Rushi's down to three outs in the seventh. Newton with a stirring comeback, having plated five in the top of the sixth to overtake Rushi. And then the Raiders get a hit in the bottom of the sixth, leave a man on, don't score. We go to the seventh. It is Newton 5, Rushi 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom, with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Yep, it is official. Fort Laramie has been beaten by Bradford 2-0. Yes, it goes down as an upset, but Bradford's number one, the Railroaders' ace, Tucker Miller, mighty good, and he was tonight.
And again, Bradford was a state-ranked team, one of four that is in this upper section. Of course, Fort Laramie was another one, and we have two here in Newton and Rushi. Newton's come back to make this one a game when we thought Rushi was close to having this in the bag.
Xavier Flippo is rolling into the sixth for the Rushi Raiders. He had one out and one on, and then the roof caved in. Here's a ground ball to third by the first hitter for Newton in the top of the seventh. Nice play by Quinter. Quinter snared it, angling to his left, wheeled and threw a seed onto Counts at first. One away for Newton in the top of the seventh inning. That was a ground out off the bat of Hudson Montgomery, leadoff batter in this Newton lineup, who had walked and flown out to center and right. Next hitter for Newton is Carson Knupp, the pitcher. And Knupp hits a ball to right field, semi-line drive. Francis maneuvers to his right, has it. Several steps into the gap, fairly easy play for him. Two quick outs for Newton against Cooper Francis here in the top of the seventh inning with Newton on top, 5-4, getting five runs on five hits. One Rushi error, a hit batsman. All of that came in the sixth inning when Rushi was rolling along up 4-0. Here is the first pitch to Rhett Kofer, the first baseman for Newton. And it's a strike call. Next pitch outside off the outside corner. 1-1. Young left-hander Cooper Francis on in relief for Rushi of Xavier Flippo here in the seventh. Low and outside for a ball. Rushi will have one more chance, 9-1-2 in the order in the bottom of the seventh. There's a pop foul at the plate. Unverfurth turns for Rushi, watches it sail beyond the concession stand over the bleachers. Does it make its way onto the tennis court? No, not even close. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2, two out for Newton. Up 5-4, top of the seventh. There's a big curveball by Francis, cut on and whiffed. Boy, he took a hack. Did Kofer, no chance. Great delivery by Cooper Francis, and Newton is out in the seventh. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Another upset in the making here at Rushi. Fort Loramie has been beaten. Raiders are down 5-4, bottom of the seventh to Newton on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
One of our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Barker Insurance. Been on the air with us for about 15 years. We thank Barker so much. One of our terrific underwriting sponsors, longtime anchor. I'll talk to you briefly about Barker here in just a moment. Rushi comes batting. Cooper Unverfirth, bottom of the seventh. Rushi down by a score of 5-4. And first pitch hitting is Unverfirth. Ground ball to the mound. Good fielding play by Knupp, the pitcher for Covington. The lefty gloves it with the right hand and then throws on to first. Routine out, one away. Rushi down to two outs.
Now, what I was getting ready to say, Jack, you've got to watch. You've got to fight that urge to come out swinging on the first pitch here.
Here is Xavier Flippo. He's had two hits in this game for Rushi, a couple of singles. High fastball, ball one. Rushi got runners on base early and often in this game, moved them. Got a run in the first, a run in the second, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, playing a lot of small ball. Scratched out a few singles, advanced runners, sacrifice hits. Count here on Flippo goes to 2-0.
Now, the good thing about an experienced group like this, Jack, is they don't have to worry. They've been in situations like this before.
There's a pitch on the ground, low, ball three. Keep in mind, last year, what, district championship, two regional games, two games at Akron, all five contests. Rushi trailed fourth, fifth inning, and won each and every one of them.
Right.
Here's a 3-0 pitch to Flippo. He looks at one very far outside, and he's on.
And the contrast in approach is there. Flippo able to make Knupp work, and he's able to get on base as a result of it.
Well, let's see if Flippo is moving. Knupp with a fair move for a left-hand pitcher. Not a great one. Zane Chappie steps in, runner at first in the person of Flippo. Third baseman way up for Newton. Fouled over the screen by Chappie. Outfield pretty much straight away. Third baseman Downing in the grass. A good 10, 12 feet in front of the bag at third for Newton. Shortstop Montgomery shading second base. A look at first by Knupp. Pitch to the plate. It bounces, gets away from the catcher. No advancement.
Now, Flippo. Bowser did a great job there, Jack. Put his torso down, was able to send that ball just a few feet in front of him.
Flippo stayed snug at first. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 on Chappie. Here's a high fastball, 2-1. Chappie with a lot of room down the left field line. The left fielder for Newton is shifted a bit into left center. Kelly gives him room. Down the line, should Chappie hook one? Again, third baseman way up. First baseman Kofer is holding on Flippo. 2-1 pitch by Knupp. Fastball outside corner. Yep, it was a beauty. As he shaved the edge of the plate, got the call, did Knupp. Umpire made a good choice there. Excellent pitch by Knupp, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. On the batter, Chappie for Rushi. One out here in the seventh. Rushi trailing 5-4 to Newton. Rushi led 4-0 with one down in the top of the sixth, and lightning struck for the Newton Indians. Five big runs. Rushi was retired with one man getting aboard in the bottom of the sixth. One on, one out here in the bottom of the seventh. And we think that maybe the pitcher for Newton has balked. We've got the officials on the field looking at each other. Time out was called at home plate by Chappie. He wanted time to step out. There was unnecessary movement on the rubber by the pitcher, Knupp, who apparently was aware of the timeout decision. So there is no balk. There was one earlier in this game by the pitcher, Knupp.
Yes.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. Rushi a runner at first, down a run, bottom of the seventh. Fastball way outside. It tailed away from the strike zone. Full count on Chappie. 3-2. Might Flippo be going on this 3-2 pitch? You risk a line drive double play. Delivery to the plate, up and outside. Chappie looked it over and took it for ball four. Runners at first and second for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh. And here's Braylon Cordonier from the left side. And Cordonier against the lefty Knupp today. His head difficulty has not been able to square him up. In fact, he's bounced out on three balls to the right side of the diamond. All of them very meek.
And as you've noted how Newton's outfield has played him, they've left a lot of space in left each time.
A double here could win the game. The pitch to Cordonier way high, ball one. Jordan Kopp, coach for Newton, is going with his veteran ace, Knupp,
who's undefeated on the year, 7-0. Pitcher Cordonier, hard line drive to the second baseman. He traps it, gets it, throws to first, out at first base. Nice play by the second baseman for the Newton Indians. Well done by Van Kulin. My goodness, the ball by Cordonier was rocketed towards second, and Van Kulin threw his body in front of it, kept the ball at his feet, tracked it down, and by a step and a half nipped Cordonier at first, and now Rushi has got the tying run at third, winning run at second, two out for the Raiders here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Now, you couldn't want a more exciting finish in a district tournament game against two state-ranked teams.
The outfield is deep. A base hit should win the game. The pitch by Neptamonin. Fastball, yep, outside corner above the waist. It's a strike. Nothing and one on Monin. So far in this game, he's had a hit, a single, been safe on an error, and popped to short. Runners at second and third for Rushi. Down a run, bottom of the seventh. Tremendous comeback here by Newton today, which trailed 4-0 with an out in the sixth. And now we've got a conference on the mound. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Second and third for Rushi. Two out, bottom of the seventh, delivered by Nupp. Bouncing ball smothered at the plate by the catcher, Bowser. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Monin. He's been one of the top couple hitters for Rushi here in the last few weeks.
Good job by Bowser there. Do get down, because again, pass ball here, run scores.
The pitch to Monin swung on. It is pounded to deep right center field. Center fielder going after it, makes the long run. He can't get to it. He can't get to it. It's a gapper to the fence by Braden Monin, which wins the game. Rushi, in phenomenal comeback fashion, defeats Newton by a final tally of 6-5 on a long 350-foot gapper to right center field by Braden Monin with two out and two on here in the bottom of the seventh. Fort Loramie loses to Bradford 2-0. Rushi stays alive, Rushi stays alive, nipping Newton 6-5 here in the seventh. I can't help but get excited. Woo!
You can't help but get excited over that. What an exciting comeback for the Raiders there. Once again, Jack, like we said, they're no stranger to having their backs against the wall.
Nope.
They did not panic. When they went down, 1-2, well, they did have one hit in the sixth, but they did not panic, didn't panic there in the seventh. They're able to come back and advance to a district final.
That was the hardest hit, longest hit ball of this game, and Rushi saved it when the Raiders needed it most. Braden Monin hammered one to deep right center field. The center fielder for the Newton Indians went off and running, did shower with the crack of the bat, but he had no chance. That ball got down in a hurry. It was more of a line drive than it was a fly ball, and it rolled to a spot in the gap, a good 350 feet from home plate, and it scored the runners from second and third easily. And if Rushi had runners at first and second, I'm sure both would have scored from first and second,
right,
with two out just as well. But the runners were parked at second and third, and they romped in without a throw at the plate. Long bases clearing double by Braden Monin with two out in the bottom of the seventh. And in spectacular comeback fashion, Rushi defeats Newton by a final score of 6-5. 6-5, Rushi wins it. We'll return to wrap it up on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Volley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, we've caught our breath. Welcome back to Rushi. Raiders in triumphant comeback fashion. Edge Newton 6-5. On a walk-off double to right center by Braden Monum with two aboard. First base was open. It's easy to second-guess. Monum, clearly Rushi's hottest hitter last 3 to 4 weeks. Hayden Quinter on deck. He's not been one of the Rushi hot hitters recently. Newton elected to pitch to Monum, and Monum pounded one, ripped it to right center. That was all she wrote. It was a gapper up the alley. Two runs scored. from second and third. Had they been on first and second, they would have scored. Rushi in walk-off fashion, victorious, final tally 6-5. Rushi now plays the Miami Valley Christian Ripley winner in a district championship on Wednesday at a site we're not sure of, Bryant. Maybe if we deliberate long enough, the Southwest District will name that site before we sign off. tonight, Bradford won at Fort Loramie by a score of 2-0. Bradford meets the Twin Valley South Troy Christian winner in another district championship game on Wednesday at a site to be determined. And South 2 was playing North 1, the South 2 sectional winner, determined in a Fayetteville Perry Felicity Franklin matchup. The North 1 sectional winner determined in a Catholic Central Southeastern game. Southeastern the favorite to come through that clump of four. Those two winners also play on Wednesday. The Southwest districts in D4 baseball produced three district championships, and they're joined at Springfield next week by a winner from the Central District. There's just one Central District over there this year, and the two favorites to battle it out this week in that district championship are Fairfield Christian Academy and Newark Catholic. Bryant, an update on sites and scores?
No,
okay.
I have not found one yet. Sorry to mistakenly lead you on there.
Wow, what a phenomenal game. I tell you what, if I thought we could grab a coach for a comment or two, I'd try to rope one in. We're up above the field of play. Like to remind you that Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center on West Michigan in Sydney has got a big blowout sale going on. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Dining room sets, bedroom suites, one bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. If we can get a coach, we'll try to reel one in. May not have that chance, as right away the entire Rushi team and coaching staff are in grounds crew mode.
Yeah, and this could be their last home game unless they would happen to add a game as the tournament run continues, or even a scrimmage game if it wouldn't count. But as it stands right now, this could be their last time here. And what a way to go out. And they keep that chance alive to defend that state title.
By way of recap, once again, Rushi scored a run in the first, a run in the second. A small ball. They got two runs in the first two innings, thanks to one safe base hit. They sacrificed, they stole. Newton had a fielding miscue. Two runs, one hit for Rushi in the first two innings. They tacked on a run in the fourth, one in the fifth, and led by a score of 4-0. Heading into the top of the sixth inning, Newton with one out in the top of the sixth against Xavier Flippo, who had been rolling right along. He had been dynamite on the bump for Rushi. Newton struck like lightning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits, a hit batsman, and an error at third by Rushi. Lo and behold, Rushi was on the short end of a 5-4 count heading into the bottom of the sixth. Rushi went out, single strikeout in the bottom of the sixth. A quick 3-up, 3-down for Newton in the top of the seventh inning. And for the Rushi Raiders in the bottom of the seventh, an out to start the inning. And then Nup, the pitcher for Newton, tried to be maybe a little bit too fine against the top of the Rushi lineup. With one out, he walked Flippo. With one out, he walked Shappy. Walked those two in succession. Braylon Cordonier stung one, hit the ball really hard right at the feet of the second baseman, who trapped it, lost it, managed to reach to his right, get his hands on the ball and throw Cordon, you're out at first by a step. As runners moved along to second and third, setting the stage for a Braden Monin long walk-off double, 350 from home plate to deep, deep right center. There was a no-doubter off the bat of Monin. It was headed for the alley. As soon as it jumped off the barrel, Bryant, you knew it was ticketed for two yes. bases, and a couple runs were going to score easily. And the Rushi Raiders come off the mat in the seventh to win it. They rallied last year in the district championship, came from behind and won the two regional games last year after being behind in the middle of those two contests, and won the state semifinal and state final coming from behind in those two games, as they did here tonight, 6-5 over Newton.
And again, no nerves today. They had that experience. They knew not to panic. They didn't, and they keep this tournament run alive. Newton ended up out-hitting Rushi. That is something I wouldn't have thought with the way that game was going. But Newton finished with six hits. They scored five runs, committed four errors, which Rushi was able to take advantage of. However, it was the big hit by Monin that proved to be the difference. That was one of four the Raiders had. They committed two errors, win this game 6-5. Braden Monin, the only Rushi player with multiple hits. He finished 2-for-4. Of course, that big two-run double came there in the seventh to end this one. He is your Clancy star of the game when you come up with a play like that. Yep. No doubt about that. Xavier Filippo pitched 5 2/3 innings. He gave up one earned run on six hits and one walk. Francis pitched 1 1/3 in relief. Did not give up a hit. Did not walk anybody. Struck out two batters. And we will highlight, Nup, it was a solid final game for him. 6 2/3 innings. He gave up four earned runs on four hits and three walks. Struck out four batters. Again, though, Braden Monin, your Clancy star of the game with the hit of the year so far for the Rushi Raiders.
Yep, that's for sure. Quick score sneaked in right here before we go to the Clancy's break. Versailles beat number 2 seed Indian Lake 5-0. So in D3, Versailles advances to a district championship, knocking off the Lakers by a 5-0 count. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Lee added sponsors here in the last few weeks on scoresbroadcast.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, your financial partner, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, number one in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group, one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the area. J&J Brodigham, your underground plumbing specialist in Shelby County and all of West Central Ohio. Don't sweat it, just jet it with J&J Brodigham. We also welcome A&E Home Services in Sydney. Thanks so much to A&E. Reproof your roof with A&E, the home crew for your honeydew. And we also say thanks to Infinite Details, the number one vehicle detailing service around, located in Anna, right behind Truck Stop 99, just east of I-75 off of Route 119 east. That's Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives best when it looks the best. Go to Infinite Details for high quality detail service on your vehicle, whether it's a car, classic car, or truck. Those are all new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, Superior Aluminum, the Francis Schulze Company, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. What a night, Rushi Raiders in comeback fashion. It was thrilling, entertaining game, fantastic photo finish, a walk-off, two-out, two-run double to deep right center. Off the bat of Braden Monin of Rushi, first base was open. It's easy to second guess. You load him up and avoid pitching to Monin, who had been red hot the last month, or do you dial up Hayden Quinter, who was in the on-deck circle? He's been in a little bit of a hitting slump lately. And Newton elected to pitch to Monin, and Monin burned the Indians for the comeback 6-5 win. It was a thriller.
Yeah, thriller is an understatement, Jack. And bottom line is Monin comes up with the hit, and what a hit it was. Beautiful, beautiful shot there. Like you said, hindsight's 20/20 and looking at what you should have done there, and I'm sure Coach Knopp's going to be thinking about that tonight. But still, you have to credit Newton for even getting back in it.
Sure,
We thought they were just about completely out of it, but they were able to get the ball on the bat in that sixth inning to make that comeback. A great, you know, a great showing for them, by sure. You know, it goes from 4-0 to 5-4, and they make it a game there. So, you know, obviously they don't like the result, but you can't say they didn't leave it all on the field, because they left everything on the field tonight.
Yeah, Jordan Kopp and his coaching staff, a terrific job. This Newton team battled, came from behind 4-0 to go ahead 5-4. Kopp in his sixth year as the head man of the Newton program. Wow, back in 2017 when he started, at 26-3, district runner-up. 2018, 18-3, conference champs. 2019, at 22-5, district runner-up. And 21, 19-5, league champs. Last year, conference champs, sectional champs. And he was in a district semifinal here and had the defending state champs on the ropes. But Newton just could not quite close the deal, as Kevin Flippo's club would not be denied. And that's been their M.O. The last two tournaments.
As we said, they came back in their last five postseason games on the way to winning the Division IV state title last year. And they keep this run alive, they'll have a chance to try to defend that title. And again, they're going to play on Wednesday.
Yep.
Site to be determined. It was Miami Valley Christian Academy going up against Felicity Franklin, correct, Jack?
Ripley. Yep, Ripley.
I get some of those teams down there confused. Going up against Ripley, Union, Lewis, whatever. I can't remember the full name of Ripley. But it'll be a fun day on Wednesday for Rushi, as both the softball and baseball games are scheduled. As of now, both on Wednesday, we'll see if that could change, though. We don't know if the softball game could get flipped to two. Maybe the baseball game gets moved to Thursday. We'll have to see what the Southwest District Board does there, as both games are on paper scheduled to be taking place simultaneously at 5 o'clock.
And if that softball game is moved to two, and it's the first of a pair at Northmont, coverage would start at about 1:25 with Bryant Billing on the air on scoresbroadcast.com. It could be played at 5, pregame at 4:25, if the Rushi softball game is at 5, and the boys' district championship would get moved. So those are the scenarios for Wednesday. We'll have coverage for you. And then after action on Wednesday, as we look into the crystal ball, our next coverage on scoresbroadcast.com after Wednesday would not be until regional action on the baseball side the following week.
Right, Thursday, June the 1st, 2 and 5 o'clock scheduled for Carlton-Davidson Stadium in Springfield.
Right.
For those two. So, yeah, there'll be a long gap there. And that's why I was saying, while this was the last game on paper for Rushi here at this field, they very well could have a game added here or somewhere else. If their sales keeps winning, that's probably a very easy game for those two teams to schedule either here or in Versailles to give them something during that long layoff.
A spectacular finish by Rushi tonight 6-5, walk-off two-run double in the bottom of the seventh by Braden Monin. Rushi once led 4-0. Newton came back with 5 in the sixth. And then after Newton got 5 in the sixth and went up by a run, the Raiders answered in the bottom of the seventh. Two walks, a ground out, and a long gapper, a double to right center by Braden Monin to send the Rushi fans home happy.
they weren't just happy, Jack. I think they were ecstatic after that. I know the Fissingers were here in the press box.
Yeah, yeah. So many thanks to our great online listenership. We had a ton of them here this evening. A lot of folks who watched Fort Loramie and Bradford tuned us in after that game concluded. Bradford defeated Fort Loramie 2-0. And this game had significant regional interest all over the upper Miami Valley. It got so close, and the word spread. Rushi was up late, then they were down late. And for Monin's double to close it out, I bet we had probably 3,000 to 3,500 listeners at the close of this game. Thanks to our online listeners here tonight. Thanks to Bryant Billing alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi. Next coverage is on Wednesday. It's softball. The Rushi Raiders in action at 125 or 425 on Wednesday. Rushi wins it in the seventh, 6-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.